God wants to show you that my word will produce. What's the illustration I use more with a backpack? Take a backpack, put bricks on it, okay? All right. The word of God is you're going to the other side to go home. All right. So somebody puts bricks in your book, in your backpack. Now, I'm going home, but now it's just a little bit more difficult. So watch the word prove itself. Even though you got a backpack on, you're still going home. Okay? Now watch this. Take off the backpack. Would you still go home? You see what I'm saying? See, I'm going home under a backpack. Or even without the backpack, I'm going home. And what God wants to prove is, in spite of what you got to go through, you still going to get there because I said it. Let me give you another illustration. The boys in the fiery furnace, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Some say a bad Negro. All right, now watch this. Notice what happens. Before they got thrown in the furnace, they said, we will not bow down to you. We bow down only to God. And you can't threaten us with this fiery furnace because we're going to bow down to him anyway. Don't care what you do. Even if you throw us in the furnace, we're still not going to bow down to you because we've already committed with God and God is able to bring us out. Now, listen to me. How many of you know they were not the first ones to get thrown in the fiery furnace? Now, lots of people got thrown in the fiery furnace, but none of them came out. Now, how come the fiery furnace didn't produce governors and presidents out of those people who were thrown in the first place?
Right.
How come everybody else that was thrown in the fiery furnace didn't come out with a promotion? So the fiery furnace doesn't produce perfection.
Right.
Okay. The word perfects you.
Yeah.
Now, watch out. Watch what happens where after the word established in their heart, they threw them in the fiery furnace, and they walked through the fiery furnace with the fourth man in there. They come out without the smell of smoke. They come out and got no burnt, scratch, nothing, nowhere. Did the fiery furnace do that? No. The fiery furnace burns and crisps and all that stuff. Fiery furnace didn't do that. What did that? The word did that. So what God was showing again is that once I give a word, not even a fiery furnace can stop it from coming to pass. So what produced the results, the word or the furnace? The word. But for years, we have credited the suffering for the production of our promotion. No, what God wants to show you is, I don't care what you have to go through. If you have my word is going to perfect you out of it all. The Bible says, many are the afflictions of the righteous. But watch this, God. You know what? This is 11 o'clock hour, so there are probably lots of suffering Christians in here who believe they have to suffer to get perfected. So you might need more scripture. Go to 1 Peter chapter 5. Some of you just determined, I don't care what you say. I got some preacher friends, and they're friends of mine. And every now and then they'll get up and we're together, and he'll say, well, I don't care what you guys say. We got to suffer. We got to suffer. I don't care what you guys say. And I know you're talking to me, and I'm like, fine. Suffer, but if I can accomplish the same things, would I have to suffer? See, whether I have to suffer or not, I'm not trying to say that Christians don't go through stuff, but here's the key, we go through. I'm not going to sit around and suffer all my life because I think I'm being perfected by it. I want to get out of this mess as soon as possible. I know when I went through that little media slashing, many people say, see there? See there? He's suffering now. He's suffering now. See there? But no, what they didn't see is how I came out. And they didn't see that I came out. And they didn't see that even though the media tried to just destroy my character, God took it and turned it around. And I'm thinking, the word works. But listen, I didn't have to go through that. Nah, listen. I learned some things about people when I went through. I hung on to the word of El Elyon, the Most High God. And that word brought it out. And there were some things I didn't have to go through, but it was things I did to create it out of ignorance.